Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Still within the second hour of Thursday's Vision Edition, it is myself, Lukho Mgwediputi, and Rifeelwe. Welcome
you.
Back, the ladies. We're talking all things Vision, and see pledges coming through there as well earlier on. You're also well within time to send yours through. And give is the word, or rather the words, to send through to 37871. You can also send WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. Rivilu, here's the good news. Yeah. You've got a multilingual person in here. We're going to ask her that question.
Oh, yeah.
We'll ask her that question. Yeah. But I think first, let's understand why she's in here today. We're honored. Let me just start there.
Uh-huh.
We're honored because we've got, I don't even know what to call her. Sometimes I call her umpati. Sometimes we call her umamkhulu. Sometimes we call it umam.
Yeah.
I don't even know. But we've got Elskidi Bone Reina in studio with us this afternoon. Mother,
mm-hmm.
How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be in the studio.
And the nice thing is I just learned that you haven't been in the studio in years. You haven't sat in this fashion in years.
No, it has been many years since I've been in the studio.
So we're blessed. We are blessed. You can just come closer for me. It's been how many years?
Oh, no. I can't say.
Just been too long.
It's been too
probably long. Over five.
About three or four.
Three or four?
Yes.
Why have you been running away?
No, I'm not.
You are behind the scenes.
I'm behind the scene. And I let the professionals be the ones that are on the mic.
Come on, we take a bow. We've just been called professionals. Askid, I think let's start here. We've been raving on about two new online stations that Radio Pulpit is starting very soon, as of next month, by the way. And Rafilo and I were talking about how times are changing.
Yes.
And the truth is, whether we decide to change with the times or not, times will change.
That's the joy of it. That Radio Pulpit is branching out online. And that... But the good thing about it is it's not just going online.
Yeah.
But it's going online with the purpose.
Yeah.
Because we are saying is Radio Pulpit Jikelele will be catering for the African languages.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And we know that we are a country which has got 9 official languages.
11, 12 with the sign language.
Aha.
Okay.
Even more. So now the joy of it is that we can say, we gonna speak God's word in the language which the people prefer.
Yeah, yeah.
With our pre-campaign, we were asking people, what is that that you want us to feature? So we are not doing it for ourselves, but we are doing for the family. So sitigubo abatshele thina ukuthi bafunani.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, see, she started there. Ah, yeah. Come on. I'm not going to be happy until you add my language. I know you're good at that. Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Listen, if you think this is laughing, the humor we deal with in this office with our production managers is Kitty Reina. And so Radio Pulpit Jikelele.
Yes.
Maybe like you said, we're broadcasting in most of the languages of our 11 official languages, like you're saying.
Yes.
Are we still within that time frame where we like, tell us what you want to hear? Or are we closing the doors on that?
No, you never close the door. I'm going to go back to Radio Pulpit now. We still want to hear the Radio Pulpit family. What is that they want to hear? Because we are a vessel that serves.
Yeah.
We are not doing radio for ourselves, but we are doing it for the family.
Yeah.
So now that is why one of the researchers told us that most listeners, they love testimonies. They want to hear what God has done in other people's lives.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't know that if the family didn't tell us.
True.
That find us more testimonies, because that's where we get power to know that I'm not alone. So that's what we want to do in Jikelele, where we can get an opportunity of giving testimonies in an African language that the individuals prefer. So that wonke umuntu akwazi ukuzwisisa. But if you speak the person's language, you speak to their heart.
True.
Yeah.
So that's what you want to say. Because sometimes, ngesikhathi, other languages, I'm fortunate. I grew up in Gauteng, in Mamelodi, where my neighbors were speaking Sotho. And my back neighbors were speaking Tsonga. So growing up, I grew up with all the languages. But you find people which are, let's say, they are in Natal, the dominant language is Zulu.
True.
So they are not introduced to isiZulu or other languages.
Yeah.
So now you find that when they get to a space where there's other languages, they struggle. But what we are saying is, then let us speak in Zulu that those individuals
can relate true
and can hear God clearly, because what we're going to do is we're going to get people that can speak the language bese kube yibo abakhuluma with the people of that language. We're not going to come and try you, Luko, speaking Sutu.
So the idea is, they must hear you imagine me speaking Sutu with my broken Sutu. It's getting there, though. But I think here's another aspect of it, Skitty. Having run, I mean, already you are running the radio pulpit aspect of us being here, especially.
Yeah.
I understand that there are also financial implications to these things. And we're like now in this period, we're inviting our Radio Pulpit family to join hands with us. What are some of the needs perhaps for Jikelele? Because we're talking about Jikelele today. Yes. What is it that we need to get it off the ground and make sure that it's actually successful?
You see, the thing is, that is why when whatever we do gets to be done in a team spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not, I'm not talking about us in the background where we are busy with getting the station
going.
No, I'm talking about the family out there. I would call them listeners, but we like us, not my listeners. It's the family.
We got team members.
Yeah. So now that is why we started by saying, help us with the finances for us to be able to can get it started.
Yeah.
Because it's an additional cost.
True.
So because Radio Pulpit is already running.
Yeah.
And we still need their help. Mm. And now we have now another station.
Yeah.
Which when we try to use the funds we have at the present moment, they don't go far.
They can't be sufficient.
So that is why we are saying, help us with finances in order for us to be able to give the best that we can give. So that is why today we're saying give. We are not saying give for the sake of giving. They're saying give so we can enable us to be able to start with Jikelele in a good platform.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a station. It needs presenters.
True.
Because I understand that it's another station. Yeah. It's not Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
It's Jikelele.
It's a new baby. It's a new baby altogether. It's Jikelele. All over.
So now we will need to get presenters. We will need to find content providers.
True.
So that is why we're saying that every person you find, everything for them to able to do things, they need money.
Yeah.
For them themselves to give us the material that they will do. So now we are saying that isicela usizo. Help us in order for us to get Jikelele started going so that we won't start it for a few months and then we say that we don't have funds and then it's gone. We want to keep it going because we are saying as we would love to serve. We would like to serve in your own language.
True.
And it you know, the thing is, when you create a station from scratch, it's an amazing thing that you cannot do it alone.
Yep. That's true.
It's a teamwork. You need the technical side. You need the programming side.
This is like doubling Radio Pulpit.
Everything is now is done in double. You need the music side. And with the contributors. With the ex-contributors that we have on Radio Pulpit, they are serving Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
We need new contributors that will be able to serve on the Jikelele station.
True.
So it's not a one-man show. It is a team. It's a teamwork.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God has to be part of the building. Because what does the Bible say? Is they build in vain.
Yep. Yeah. Those who build without Him. True. Yeah.
So we don't want to build without God. And we believe that because online we are, the whole country can hear us.
Exactly.
And what's nice about it, it's not just South Africa.
Yeah. Across the borders as well.
Everywhere they can hear us.
Yeah.
So for those expatriate, people that left the country to go to other countries, they can still hear us. Absolutely.
They can take us with them.
Yes, yeah. they can hear us wherever where they are. So what we are saying is we would love to serve that whoever where they are, that they are not lonely, they miss home, that they can just open to Jikelele and hear the feel of home.
I love the sound of it. Actually, Rufile, you know, as Siskiri is talking, I'm reminded the other day there was a talk that I overheard, but it had to do with licensing. Like, it's exactly as she says. Because people think, oh, no, they'll just put it online now. They'll take what they're giving us already, put it and take it online.
Yeah.
And I learned Ukuthi Jikelele itself needs a license.
Yeah.
That's money. And when I say license, I mean for RCS. That's money in itself. Yeah. So it's really, I understand where Auskiri is coming from. There's just so many technicalities and financials that come with it.
Yeah.
So we are inviting you as Radio Pulpit family to join hands with us to make sure not only that this vision doesn't die, but also to make sure that you always have us with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
That you keep this legacy for your children and your children's children as well.
Yeah.
Like I said, one day your children's children are not going to have radios like we do nowadays.
That's true.
They're only going to have their cell phones and the net. So you'll find us on the net. Remember, to SMS
the word give to 37871. And, you know, the good thing about what you said about, you know, the next generation to the other is that, you know, the generation that started Radio Pulpit over 40 years ago actually planted a seed for us.
For us, exactly.
So now it's our duty, you know, to ensure that the coming generation, you know, doesn't, you know, suffer. And they have the online already up and happening and ready for them.
Wow.
You know, and they run with it.
Absolutely amazing. Mpati, it's really been good. It's really been good being with you.
Mamkul.
Continue to do the good work, and we want to hear Radio Pulpit Jikelele.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.